Hanford officials say so far they've found no waste leaking into the environment from the tank called AY-102. The new report says many of the tank's original welds from 40 years ago didn't meet standards and had to be fixed before it was filled. Later, super hot waste was added that was likely corrosive to the tank's metal walls. John Britton is with the contractor that manages these tanks for the federal government. He says his company is getting ready to pump the waste out of the tank in case that becomes necessary.
We're not really sure of the extent of the problem with A-102 yet. You know, we're not in a crisis situation where we're actively pumping the tank. We may get there. I can't postulate whether or not we're going to get there.
Britton says the leak wasn't detected earlier because the tank has only leaked up to 520 gallons so far. It's a million-gallon tank. So that's like a fraction of an inch level change, he says. I'm Anna King in Richland.